firelight gleaming hazily through the closed tents. Sony and his clan lay sleeping. Felch knew his prospects were bleak. Sony Wrath would take his ear if he returned. Without thinking further, he thrust the blade into his belt and ran. Beneath the bank ledge, with rainwater beating constantly on the river surface, Felch wedged himself tighter in. Weariness and fatigue overcame him, and despite the water's cold embrace, he fell asleep. Throughout the day, the rainfall began to slacken from downpour to drizzle. By mid-afternoon, the skies had cleared, giving way to warm sunlight. Steam rose from the bank sides, wreathing around trailing willow fronds. Small flies began hovering close to the bank, where the current ran more slowly. It was one such gnat, wandering around on the fox's nose tip, that wakened him. The first thing Felch saw was a tail rudder, decorated with two white fishbone tail rings. Fearfully, he raised his eyes. Standing on a rock, not a whisker length out from the bank, was a barbaric-looking young otter. His only clothing was a short bark cloth kilt, girdled by a broad eel-skin belt. He wore two patterned flax wristbands and a singled hoop gold earring. The eyes, piercingly dark, stared back at Felch from behind the face tattoos of the Djuskarath clan. The otter carried no weapons, save for the knife, which he had removed silently from the sleeping fox's belt. Felch did not even notice when the gnat stung his nose tip. He was not even aware that the rain had stopped and the sun was out. The young otter reached out gracefully and took hold of the fox's shoulder with his sinewy paw. Felch tried to shrink further back against the ledge, but the tremendous paw strength wrenched him savagely forward. Almost completely out of the water, he was dragged up onto the rock, his ear right next to the hunter's mouth. The voice he heard was a gentle whisper that chilled his blood more than any river cold.
No beast escapes from me. I am the Taggarong.
This ends Disc 2.